Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Glad to partner with you again this week.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week in Israel?
Well, strategic work continues in southern Lebanon to ensure protection over Israelis in the north, where not only Jewish communities exist, but Arab and Druze as well. Unfortunately, when an army fights within enemy territory, incidents and tragedies can occur. This past week, an Israeli soldier was killed from a Hezbollah explosive drone. In a separate incident, one seriously wounded. Many reports indicated that a number of IDF soldiers were moderately and lightly wounded as well, at times with direct clash with Hezbollah terrorists, and most from explosive drones.
That's tragic, Suzanne.
It is. We must realize there's a ceasefire in place, Stephen. Despite Hezbollah continues to launch explosive drones and anti-tank missiles towards the area where IDF are positioned and operating, and where they also detonated several explosive devices near the troops. The IDF retaliated by eliminating key Hezbollah leaders. The IDF soldiers strategically dismantled an approximately 30-meter-long underground tunnel route used by the Hezbollah terrorist organizations to advance attacks against IDF soldiers and Israeli civilians. The government has promised to bring security to the residents of the north. Over the past week, the IDF struck more than 180 infrastructure sites, including Hezbollah command centers, surveillance equipment, weapon storage facilities, explosive material and devices, anti-tank systems, and loaded and ready-to-use launchers from southern Lebanon. These are staging areas used for terror activity against IDF soldiers and, again, Israeli civilian. An 80-meter-long underground Hezbollah tunnel, after being scanned by IDF combat engineers, was destroyed. It contained several rooms used by the terrorists to hide and strategize. At all times, the IDF calls on the public to remain alert and vigilant.
Wow, there continues to be much activity in the northern borders, Suzanne.
Yes, indeed, Stephen. And due to that, the Israeli government approved an extension of the state of emergency throughout the country until May 19th. Due to the IDF success in southern Lebanon, the alert time for 46 communities in the Galilee has been extended from 30 seconds to 45 seconds. In three communities, the alert time has been extended from 30 seconds to 60 seconds. When you are running, Stephen, with children to a safe room or bomb shelter, those extra 15 or 30 seconds can make a life-saving difference.
Man, just 15 to 30 more seconds. We have no idea. Is there anything else, Suzanne, and how would you suggest we pray this week?
It is noteworthy that Israel supplied the United Arab Emirates with a compact drone detection system called Spectro during the recent wave of Iranian missile and drone attacks. The system was rushed in to strengthen the UAE's early warning capabilities. The transfer happened alongside the deployment of Israel's Iron Beam laser air defense system. The support included early warning systems. That's detecting drones approximately 20 kilometers away. This is necessary for the nation and citizens of the UAE, since its air defense systems are currently engaging ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, and drones launched toward them from Iran. On a lighter note, for the first time in 15 years, snow has fallen in the month of May on Mount Hermon at an altitude of 2,000 meters. Mount Hermon, for those who don't know, has borders with Israel, Lebanon, and Syria. With that, let's focus on some strategic prayer points. Hezbollah to adhere to the current ceasefire and a long-term peace agreement established between Israel, Lebanon, and Iran. Dismantling of Hezbollah terrorist regime completely in Lebanon. protection over Israelis from missiles and drones in the northern communities, freedom and liberty restored to Iranians, and justice to their nation. Canadians have encouraged to stand up against anti-Semitism and show support for Israel and our Jewish citizens here in Atlantic Canada and throughout Canada as well. Declare Psalm 27 over Israel, especially verse 14, to wait for the Lord, be strong, and take heart. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We continue to be commissioned by Deuteronomy 11:12 that says, the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since His eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
It's always my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, we say thank you so much for your vital prayers over Israel, Iran, the Lebanese, and the Middle East during this critical time. We say shalom, peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.